652.
Well, for the second straight year, our go-to guy for wine has taken part as a judge at the San Francisco International Wine Competition.
Nice. And in our Wine of the Week tonight, columnist for the Washington Examiner, Scott Greenberg, joins us to talk about which wines came out on top this year. Hiya, Scott.
Well, hi, Sean. Hi, Hillary.
So by many in the wine industry, this is considered to be the largest, most influential international wine competition in the U.S.
Yep. Just about 4,200 wines from 1,200 wineries, 29 countries, 20 states. And I tasted just about all of them. Oh, I did taste over 400 wines in 2.5 days, and I think I'm just now starting to feel my tongue again.
Oh, wow. Well, let's start with some winners. The red wine, which one came out on top?
Now, this is best in show. That means that it received not only a double gold, which it had to receive a triple gold from a gold from each judge on the panel, and then it was taken up to the top. It received the highest marks of all the red wines in the competition. Mm-hmm. For the second year in a row, it was a Pinot Noir. Now, this year, it was a 2009 Linemar Estate Winery Pinot Noir from Quail Hill Vineyard. This is in the Russian River Valley, appellation of Sonoma, California. It possesses beautiful aromas of black plum and boysenberry on the sweet nose. And then you get these really fruit-driven flavors on the palate of blackberry and blueberry and earthy spices. Then you get this hint of baked cherry, which is kind of memorable, on the medium body and finish. Now, this is $60, but it's worth every drop.
How about the white?
Best of show in white was a 2009 Turkgrüner Veltliner. I love saying that. The Veltliner from Kremstel, Austria. This is just a touch of sweetness, but it's still considered a dry wine. And it featured a concentrated palate. And you got these sweet nectarine, melon, and green apple notes. And then refreshing, lovely high notes of acidity. And they play off the ripe tropical fruit. It really was a very well-balanced wine. I just really like this wine, and it's only $20.
Now, you had a number of double gold winners, which weren't shabby at all, and you had a couple that, at least a couple, that were pretty good values. Give us a few.
The best of Viognier, and you guys know by now that I love Viognier. Mm-hmm. The 2009 Robert Hall Winery Viognier from Paso Robles, California. Scents of honeysuckle, acacia, orange blossom, they dominate the bouquet. And then you get the buttery flavors of citrus fruits, green apple, and apricot. They just explode on this creamy, richly textured palate. And then at the very end, a touch of mineral notes on the finish provide depth and balance. $20. This is great wine for $20.
All right, Scott. Well, I think we're done and we're going to go shopping. Thank you. Scott Greenberg, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner. Want to know what wine to drink with your next meal? Check out all of Scott's wine recommendations on WTOP. Search Wine of the Week.